Suvis Perak Dalad Mishnah Vav. Ha'av Enu Chayev B'Mizonos Bito. Meikra Din, a father is not Chayev to give Mizonos to his daughter, and Lavdavka his daughter. Like the Rab points out, it's his son too. Meaning a father doesn't have to give Mizonos to his children. Now, first of all, the Rab points out right away, we're not talking about little children, let's say under six, Ktani Ktanim, because there, no matter what financial situation the father is based in, would actually take money or force the father to feed those little children. And with the little children, even though there's no chiv, like the Mishnah is saying, still, it's obviously ridiculous. And based in would, like the Rav says, would be mecharif him. They'd embarrass him. They'd scream at him. That even animals take care of their children. But they can't physically force him and take the money out. If, however, he's a man of means, then they can, like the Rav points out. But somebody that's not, although they can't forcibly take the money from him, they can do whatever else they can to push him and embarrass him and scream at him or whatever they would do. But this, like the Rav points out, is only while he's alive. After he's dead, like we're going to see soon, then that's a separate din, because there's a tnai neksuva called benon nukvan. The daughters that they have together are going to have mizonos from his house. That's dafka after the man dies. Then there's actually a din that those girls have mizonos from his house. But while he's alive, the Mishnah tells us that he's not chayiv to give them mizonos. Zeh midrash darsh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lefnei chacham b'karen b'yavne. This is the drasha that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said in front of the chacham in Karen b'yavne. It's called Karen b'yavne. We know that the Sanhedrin went to Yavne, and it's called Karen because they sat in rows, just like a vineyard. And Rashi says that this drasha was made the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. What's interesting about this drasha is that this drasha is actually from a ksuva. It's not like a drasha from psukim. And like Melech Shlomo points out, other Tanaim also held that you can actually make drushas from the lashon of the shtaris and the ksuvas that the chachamim were misakin. And it says in the ksuva, "Banim yirshu v'abanos yazonu," that the sons will yarshin and the daughters will have mizonos. Ma habanim einan yarshin al achar misas av, just like the sons discussed in the ksuva. That's called benin dichrin. Benin dichrin is in the ksuva. The husband writes to the wife that the items that the wife brings in, if the wife dies first, and now it falls to the husband, nevertheless, once the husband dies, those items will still rightfully go to her sons. Because if he has other children with another wife, they shouldn't be the one that yarshin the things that she has. And therefore, ma habanim einan yarshin al achar misasav, just like the sons will only yarshin after the father dies, that's what the case in question is dealing with. Af habanos einan nizaynos ella achar misasavin. So too, the chiyuv of the father giving mizonos to his daughters is only after the father dies. And from the fact that they're in together in the ksuva, which implies they're talking about the same situation and the same time after the father dies, so too, we can learn that the chiyuv of mizonos, mi ikar adin, is only after the father dies, not while he's alive.